Now, this was my grandfather, and my father was telling me about him. They had one boy they called Huigy. That was Harve Simmons's brother. You know, it was about different men. I guess he's, you know, it wasn't a, and it was his half-uncle, and my great-half-uncle. And they called him Huigy. He was one of them bullies. He was a bully. Well, he'd go to dances, and he had his friend there, and he left his friend, I reckon, took a girl somewhere. And when he came back, I was into a fight, they was killing him. He hollered for him, and they was beating him to death. There's a whole bunch on him. They said he went a-knocking them east and west. He got to him, and just got him up out of there and just kicked them all to pieces and took him out. Well, okay, that ended that bunch of it. And one day, they was eating dinner, my dad said. They was eating dinner, and said, Huigy was sitting over here behind, they had benches, you know, behind the table, what few chairs they could make, and sat in that way. And said, he's sitting behind the table, and up come a stranger. Said, hello, and he said, hello. Said, is this where Huigy Cotter lives, a bully? I was told he lives here. He said, yes, sir, come right on in and have a chair and get you something to eat. Said, we have cornbread to eat and stuff like that, but if we can live on it, you can eat one mess. He said, okay, thank you. Come in and sit down. Eat his dinner. When he eats dinner, he said, now I come to whoop you. He said, now you might do it and you might not, but we will see. He said, well, step out here. Well, they said the ground was kind of like this, out down where they started the fighting, and he was getting the best of Huigy. And some of them said, oh, Huigy's going to get whooped this time. They said, no, he won't. Said, he ain't never been whooped yet. Well, I said, this time he's getting there now. And he run and jumped a little gutter. You know, there's a little creek run down out there from the house, they said. He jumped that gutter and he sunk down to his knees. And here come that belly, he jumped it through. And said, when he raised, he broke his jaw in three pieces. Woo. And that stopped that. They carried him out of there and got him to the doctor. And that was that.
Goodness.
And the Harvey Simmons, now he was his brother. And I'm going to tell you some of these times when we get a chance, I'm going to tell you about that fight. And that was one of the worst fights I ever heard of in my life.
Huh. Okay.
They used to do a lot of, I don't know, sometimes they call it wrestling, but it's sometimes it's pretty, well, why did they fight so much? Just for having nothing to do?
I don't know. They just wanted to see which is the best man, right? Harvey Simmons never was whooped in his life. Huh. No, he said there never was a man so big what he couldn't knock him down. If he did, he said he'd run. Uh-huh. And he knocked that Jimmy Doakes down. And he got up and, by gosh, I never heard you fighting all days in my life. He was the stoutest man there was around here. And he said if he'd have been able to hit you with his fist, he said he would not have lasted long. And he couldn't have, for he's so stout. My brother down here, I'll tell you a little bit, but I'm going to tell you a whole thing sometime. My brother-in-law, Peter Schoolcraft, he come in here and we didn't know where he come from or nothing, you know. They never told much. And he couldn't talk plain. And he'd be down there and they'd go to the mill, and so he'd sit around and gab with them and make puzzles out of nails, show them how to work them with these hands now. And you know these horseshoes that they make and they ain't got the toe on them yet. He'd just grab them up and straighten them out. Was he a man or what was he? Would you have tried a man like that? I don't believe I would.
Gracious.
Boy, I never heard you fighting all my life. And I know it's the truth. I've heard it over dozens and dozens of times.
Well, when if you were around, if girls were around, would girls stay there and watch the fight?
Oh, there wasn't no girls around. These fellas are fighting, I'm talking about. They was in the woods. My Uncle Harve, they deputized him to take him in. He had stole some chickens or something, and he was trying to take him in, and he said, you go this way. Harve said, and he said, Sammy, you go this way, and I'll go this way. You know, he's trying to take him in.
Oh.
And he wouldn't go the way he wanted to, and that's how he come to knock him down and get into him.
Mm-hmm.
They give him a gun, you know, it wouldn't shoot. Just, it had two old shells had been snapped on him, they'd gone for eating. Hit him over the head like that and it's cut a road through his hair and done it again and done that one the same way. They know he'd kill him if you had anything to do with. They was afraid to give him any shells. Now, boy, it's a good story, and it's the truth. I can't tell to you now. So, are you going up there to listen to that a little bit?
What's that?
Are you going up there to watch my...
Yeah, let me ask you a couple more questions, though. Did you ever hear about a fight that took place at Stinson?
At where?
At Stinson.
I heard something about it, but I never heard enough about it to tell you anything about it.
John McCune then wrote to Fiddleton about the mouth of Stinson about that fight.
John McCune, I don't remember now who done that fighting, but I heard of something about it. But
somebody got killed.
Yeah.
They were wrestling, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I never heard too much about that. Yeah. I used to go with John McCune's boy.
Did you?
Yeah. He's a bad man too. And his brother was a bad man. He walked in the store and he told him to hand him down some stuff, and they said no, and they started to call a law, and he shot the phone off the thing. And he said, "Now you get me what I tell you, and don't you follow me." And they got him what he told them, and he walked back down the road and got out of the way. He's a bad man too. Mm. He's bad.
Did you ever know of any rough time at any square dances?
Any rough time?
At a dance, yeah.
Yeah, I've been at dances about to have a fight a time or two, and I'd slip out and stay out of the way till they got through, and then I'd get back in. There's a lot of them get drunk, you know. Yeah. And when they did, you know what'll happen when they get drunk. Mm-hmm. But now, we was always tread awful nice, and our dad would tell us to dance with anybody unless they mistreated us, and if they did, we wouldn't dance with them, and we got along good with them.
Mm-hmm. What about... What kind of singing did you have in church, Phoebe?
Well, we just old-time songs like What a Friend We Have in Jesus and all them, you know, and that's the kind of singing we had. Mm-hmm. Just like in big meetings.
Mm-hmm. Were the shape note singers?
No, they didn't have no shape notes there because none of them could read that good, you know.
You never had a singing school teacher come through?
No. Mm-hmm. My sister used to go a little to the singing school. She got more education than any of us.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody do any of that singing where somebody calls out the line? You know, call out the line and then everybody sing that line. Then the lead singer, because sometimes in my daddy's church they would do that to teach.
No, nobody, to teach a new song. Nobody ever tried to teach us anything. Huh?
Like, yeah.
But we know, we just learn ourselves. And I got to read a little. That's the reason I can lead in the prayer meeting and stuff, you know, the singing. I got so I could read a little, I could read and sing. Mm-hmm. I went to school a little bit one fall, a little bit that spring, and a little bit the next spring, and a little bit the next fall. And that's all I went to school, and I didn't have no books to go in but a spelling book that a lady gave my mother. And I spelt that spelling till I could read better than any of them. Mm-hmm. And I just learned from that, and I had the fourth reader. I had the fourth reader and the arithmetic the last 2 weeks I went to school, and I moved so far away I couldn't go anymore, and I had to sell them. They wouldn't let me keep that to learn. I learned a lot more out of them, you know. Mm-hmm. But
Can you mostly feel like you can read enough now, you know, to like read that magazine, that thing there?
Oh, yeah, I read that
You magazine. Just taught yourself.
Oh, yeah, it just comes to me.
Yeah.
I see words in places, books and stuff that I read. I see words that I would never hear tell of, you know, if I hadn't seen them, and I can tell now what they are. You see, I've got enough learning to start ahead, but learning wouldn't do me no good anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so nervous when I was so bad and sick, I couldn't even write my name hardly on my check or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tell you, I was in bad shape.
You wrote me a Christmas card, though. Now, that was sweet.
Did I?
I saved that. Well, you write good.
Well, yes, sometimes when I don't get nervous, I get nervous sometimes. I can't write a bit hard.
Well, that's real, that was real sweet. Had a
well, you
long
wrote me
messages.
One, didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought you did. That's the reason I wrote you one time, too.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, that Max Samples wrote me one and asked me, done asked me to come up there. Said he wanted me up there this year.
Up there at Glenville?
Oh, yeah. They want me up there all the time and everywhere down here. I've got the letter I can show you. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is sign that card and send it in and tell them that I'm coming. I will if I can, and if I can't, I'll just have to call them and tell them, you know.
So they give you a place up there in the dorm to stay?
Yeah, they give me a place. He said I could stay anywhere I wanted to. He said I could stay in the hotel room if I wanted to, but you know, I pretty much have to have somebody stay with me to give me medicine. Sometimes I think I'm young.
Well, Molly will come with you, won't she?
She might. I don't know, Lord. I couldn't tell you.
Well, she remembers me. Tell her I want to see her.
I'll tell her.
Yeah.
And if you ever get a chance, you can come down. We'll go down there.
All right.
And don't you pay a bit of attention to her? Just
I'll do just what you say. I'll do
and,
just what you
and
say.
And see if she ain't, if we can get her to sing.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to get her too before anybody comes, if I can, if I can see her. She ain't been up here for I don't know how long. She's in this, she's dancing up here.
Oh, yeah. They have dances at Arnoldsburg, don't they?
No, not anymore. Not as I know of.
Well, I hear them announce them over there in Braxton.
Well, they may do it. I don't know. Oh, you're over in Barrowford.
Arnoldsburg.
Oh.
Yeah, see, he said he heard them, they announced them over in Braxton County where he is.
Well, I don't
He
know.
Plays for the Braxton County dances.
I don't know. I ain't sure no dances for years around here.
Yeah, they have them there.
Well, are you ready to go up there a little bit and see that? I want to see it. It won't take but 25 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go.
And the next time.